Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. God bless you. This is Blog Talk Radio, the Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. As always, we thank God for you and you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Our desire always is to bring the truth from the grassroots level, but all listeners call in and share their biblical experience so that we can grow thereby. And we thank God again for you. Amen. The subject of this discussion and this lesson, some say the lesson, amen, how to make good decisions. Amen. Father, we thank you. Now, you say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Lord, we thank you for our gathering here through electronics means. Oh, Lord, we ask you to bless the callers. Bless them as they call in and bless them, oh, God, as they begin to search their heart and their mind and their spirit. God, that you be able to bless us. Amen. Oh, God, to build them up where they've been torn down. In the name of Jesus, knowing that you have all power in your hands, and we lean and depend on what you say. Amen. And Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning. I was laying down last night. Lord, we bind Satan's hand on every part, whatever weapon that he's trying against your people, oh God, against electronic means, against the broadcast, against those that are striving, oh God, to live right and walk upright. Oh God, you say, well, he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. And Lord, we lean and depend on you now to give us joy, peace, and comfort. In Jesus the Christ, we pray, amen, amen. God bless you again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We thank God for his Holy Spirit. Amen, for he's not having left us, and he haven't turned against us. Amen, even though we're living in this contaminated world, our friends and families and loved ones sometimes can turn against you. But I heard David said that when my mother and father forsake me, oh God, the Lord will take me up. And we thank God. Those of you that's calling in for the first time, understand that we always give out the area code and the last four digits of the area code. Amen. That you can have your privacy. Amen. You'll have your privacy, and you don't have to give your name, and you can feel free to discuss matters. Amen. From your heart. Amen. And whatever you have to say, it should not be too private, because we want to be able to that you can share, and those that don't have to use your name or call you. So those that are calling in for the first time, we always practice where we call. We give out the number to call, 855-236-2252, 1-347-215-8816. How to make good decisions. How to make good decisions. All of us, we don't really realize it, but from day to day, hour by hour, sometime, amen, people have to choose. They have to choose, amen. Making decisions, choices, what to eat, where to go, what time to get up in the morning, what time to prepare. All day long, sometime we have to, sometimes some of us make this, making decisions and making choices during the run of the week, what to drive, how to go, amen. So we want to try to pin down, amen, that we can help one another, how we're able to make good decisions, good decision. First, we're going to read out some scriptures, as we always do. We're going to start with Psalmist, the first division of Psalms, and the first six verses said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen. That's the first division of Psalms. We also, as always, you know, we like to discuss the biblical reading and what Bibles and what studies, but we try to give you a good plan of studying and searching out the Word of God, because in today's time, and Jesus said in the book of Matthew concerning the end time, he said in the last days be many false teachers and false Christs, amen, and false prophets, amen. They're always attacking God's Word. Satan, he's the author of lies, and he attacked God's Word in the time of Garden of Eden, amen, between Adam and Eve. And he wanted to discredit God's word. And today in time, you have that. Still, you still have that. People take the Bible and they work off it. Amen. Try to discredit it. And so we always try to give out what we know that I use personally. Amen. The King James Bible, the American Standard, the Amplified Bible, the New International Bible. Amen. The Good News Bible. Amen. Then you have to have your concordance. Then you have your Bible dictionary. Amen. And that way you can run references and look up words, amen, that you don't understand, to try to get a clear, amen, try to get a clear understanding of the Bible. Amen. Of the references, the scriptures. Jesus said that he came in the scriptures, amen. And so we're always working, amen, to be clear about the scriptures, what's being said. And Jesus himself, amen, according to Luke the 24th chapter, amen. And we read at the last chapter in the book of St. Luke, in the 44th verse of the 24th chapter of Gospel according to Luke, and when Jesus, amen, they were discussing about Christ's resurrection and his death, and they didn't believe about him being alive, and as they were discussing. And we're just using this for reference to clarify why we say the scriptures. Because on here we do on Doctrine of Truth, try to give you so many scriptures on proof of what we say, because of the fact that we are here to help one another. Amen. And notice that St. Luke 24 and the 38 verse, and he said unto them, why are ye troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your heart? Amen. They were there discussing Jesus, they were walking, amen, it was talking, and Jesus appeared unto them. He appeared unto the disciples, amen. And he said unto them, why are you troubled, why do you thoughts arise in your heart? Because when he appeared unto them, there was trouble. They supposed, 37 verse said, but when they were terrified and afraid, and supposed they had seen a spirit, and he said unto them, why are you troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your heart? Behold my hands and my feet, it is I myself, handle me and see. For a spirit has not flesh and blood, flesh and bones, as you see me here. And when he had spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they were yet believed not for joy and wondered, and he said unto them, Have ye any meat? And they gave him a piece of boiled fish and a honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spoke unto you while we were yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the psalmists concerning me. Amen. So this is why, amen, we say the scriptures. Amen. Jesus came in the scriptures. Amen. Looking now to define the word decisions, how to make good decisions. Amen. Decisions is choices, a judgment, or to resolve a matter. To resolve a matter in righteousness. In righteousness. Now, because of the fact that we are men and women of Christ, amen, in righteousness, we seek out how to get the right answer to what we want to do, or the right direction in what we desire to do. In the book of Proverbs, the 29th chapter, in the 18th verse, where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Matthew 7:7 says, ask, and you shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall happen unto you. Matthew 6:33, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 18:19 said, two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that you shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. The book of Romans, it says, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. 1 John, the 2nd chapter and the 16th verse, say, for all that is in this world, in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Amen. We'll find also Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. In Romans 8:14, for as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We have to understand as well, as we're going through, amen, seeking God and trying to make right answers, the Holy Spirit help us as we strive our way and go our way each and every day, every moment, every hour. Many of you now deciding, amen, to carry out the rest of your evening, amen, or maybe you have eaten dinner, or you decide to go out, amen. Maybe you forgot something, maybe you forgot to call someone, amen. But we want you to know, amen, God is able. Jesus said he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. So we have to keep this in mind. God will never leave us or forsake us. Amen. Proverbs 24 In 7, he said, "For a just man falleth 7 times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall in his mischief." Proverbs 23:7, For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 27:17, "Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend." Amen. So there are some scriptures here that we laid out. Amen. And as you begin to ponder over certain scriptures and look over certain scriptures, amen, we don't know what you might have a pet scripture that always have come to your mind. Maybe God has given you some scriptures and how to deal with your daily life. The Bible has said our daily bread. You know, God give us our daily spiritual bread. Amen. He give us a word. Amen. A Logos word. And it comes to light. It comes to a rhema word. Amen. Whereby, amen, you can take it and live off it. You can walk on it. Amen. The time when Peter was walking on water, before he got there, they looked out and they was out on the ship, and Jesus didn't. The disciples took off and they left Jesus, and he came walking on the water, and all of them was afraid because it was a custom. It was a custom and some type of fairy tale that the sailors, when they look up and see a ghost walking on the water, out there in the water, they know, amen, they know the ship going to sink. But when they saw and they was afraid, and Jesus told them, "Be not afraid, this is I." And Peter tested it. Peter said, "Lord, if that's you, amen, let me come. Bid me to come. Tell me to come." So we always seeking for a word from the Lord. Amen. When we getting ready to make a type of decision that might be a life-changing decision, or it might be type of decision, amen, can further your career, further your home. It might be just a plain old daily walk, amen. But it's very important to you, amen, because you would like to have whatever you do, amen, much as possible. We're still human, and we still live on this earth, and there are some things can affect our decisions. The outside environment, friends and relatives, trouble can come, amen, it can affect our decisions, amen. We had discussed it once before, you know, Job, amen, the things that happened to Job, he was making decisions that, you know, trouble can come from your personal life, your personal family. Amen. Trouble can come within that situation. Then you also have your investments, something that affect your money, your home, your job. Amen. Difficulties can come through that, as well as, amen, environment. In today's time, in these end time days, you got wars and rumors of wars, danger and sickness and diseases that come upon the land. That can affect, amen, your life, and you have to make some type of decision. So what we're going to do, we thank God for you and you, and you and you and you, many of you in the studio. We always appreciate you sparing your time here. Amen. We're discussing these subjects, and we're praying that you can be blessed into your soul. Amen. That you can grow. Amen. Then not only that, but you'll be able to share with others. Amen. That's what the whole desire, that you can share with others. Amen. That they you can help someone. And after God has blessed you, he wants you to share. Jesus came and helped the disciples that they can share and help others. Amen. You can go to your phones now. We want to, amen, as always, amen, recognize you and you. If you have some personal things you're able to share, amen. If you want to come in on the studio, those that come in for the first time, all you have to do is push 1 on your phone, and we'll give out your area code and your last 4 digits of your telephone number, that you can have your privacy. Nobody won't be calling you back, amen, to talk with you or scam your number. Amen. So that's why we use the procedure that we give you out your area code and your last four digits, and you can come in and discuss. If you want to give your name, you can, but you don't have to. Amen. Because we want to leave you anonymous as possible. Amen. But we thank God for you. We thank God for you. All right. Now the phone lines are open. Amen. In the studio. Amen. All you have to do is press one on your phone. Amen. Or call a friend and tell a friend and let them know that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. And they can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. God bless you. The studio lines are open. Amen. We're talking about, amen, as we preparing here, amen, how to make good decisions. How to make good decisions. Amen. I read a story once concerning, as we're waiting for those that could type in, amen, about a man. He was lost in the desert. And he was out there in the desert, and he saw a little shack, a little farm shack or shack, a house. And he knew if he could make it in there, amen, he'd have some water. He was dying of thirst. When he entered the home and looked around, and there was no water, but he spotted a well out in the backyard, and he ran out to the back and stopped pumping the pump. Amen. But it was dry, and he looked down around the side, and he found, amen, a jug of water, and the jug of water had a little note. It says, "Pour the water into the well. Do not drink the water. Pour it into the well and prime the well." Amen. You can get some water. Amen. So he stood there and he thought a while. He thought a while. He said, "Well, now if I drink this water, I won't die of thirst. At this time, I'll get my refreshments." Amen. And so he was thinking there for a while, and he decided to pour the water into the pump. Pour it down in the well and in the pump. And he pumped, and primed the well. And all kind of water gushed out. Water gushed out. So he had all enough water, amen, to bathe in. He had enough water to drink, amen, to cook. Then he filled the well, the jar back up, amen, and filled his own some water to take with him. And he wrote a little extra note on the side of the jar. He added, said, "Do this, it does work." It does work. So faith is a substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. That's how faith is. You have to put faith in your decisions. You have to put God in your decisions. Since we are children of God, amen, we're striving constantly, amen, to please God as well as make righteous decisions. Make righteous decisions to please God, amen, and be peaceful to our fellow man, to be peaceful to our fellow man. Amen. We are peacemakers. We are peacemakers. Amen. The Bible said, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled." Amen. "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And blessed are the peacemakers." Amen. "For they shall be called the children of God." Amen. So we are peacemakers. Amen. We are righteous living livers, and righteousness is, you know, living according to God's word, walking upright. Amen. It means what it says, righteous. We are right. We're right in the right standard of God and our community to follow peace. So you have to add that in your decision. Your decision making, amen, you can't add the old world factors, amen, in making a decision. It's an eye for an eye. You want to hurt someone. Someone did something against you, so you don't want to be a part of their thinking. Or even if God want to use them to help bless you, God can make your enemy bless you. But But we have to remember what 1 John 2:16 is talking about. Say, all that's in the world is lust of the eye. Amen. Make a decision. You can't be lusting after anything. The lust of the flesh. Amen. The pride in making your decisions. Amen. All of that is part of the world. So we're making changes. We're making changes in our life. We're still human. We're still human. Amen. That's why Proverbs, amen, talks about a righteous man can fall down 7 times and he'll still rise up, because you know God is in you. God know you. Amen. He knows your heart, and he knows that you're trying to do the best you can. And that's all you can do in God's eyesight. Do the best you can, and Holy Spirit be right there with you. All right, the studio is open. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. We're talking about making decisions. And how do you make a decision? How do you make a decision? Amen. What was happening today? Amen. You really did the best you could. Amen. What is happening today? Or maybe it's something that you need to do now. Amen. You can discuss, amen, without calling your name or getting too personal. And we all can weigh in on it. We all can, amen, can put it on the table and discuss it in a righteous manner. Amen. Then you can always pray. Always pray. Amen. Ask God countenance on it. Ask God's direction through his Holy Spirit. Always ask God. So when you do, amen, decide to do something, amen, it's going to maybe cost a lot of money. Might cost a lot of money. Today and time, our health. Health is a big factor. Amen. It's a big factor today. Amen. Not only that, but there's so much damage in the land. So much damage. It's not spiritual damage. It's physical damage. Amen. Through Mother Nature. It was called Mother Nature. But anyway, got storms. Amen. Now you got a large amount of ice and cold. Amen. Then we get into summer, we're going to have a tremendous amount of heat. Amen. So you have to make a decision. You make a decision. So that's why we're breaking it down, pinpoint it. Amen. And these efforts to take some of the weight and elements off of your shoulder. Peter had said, cast all your cares upon him. They're talking about Jesus, for he cared for you. He cared for you. All right, you can call 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. How to make good judgment, a good research on something. Amen. What do you do? What do you do? Amen. Let's press 1 on your phone. Press 1 on your phone, and we'll put you in, and we want to give you enough time. Amen. We thank God for all of you that's in the studio. Amen. Give you enough time to express yourself. Amen. We're just asking that you be share your time with others. Amen. Those of you that's on for the first time, amen, once you push 1 and, amen, give a testimony, a scripture, a comment, you can remain on the phone. You don't have to hang up. Just continue listening. You can put your phone on speaker. Amen. Continue listening. Amen. So we thank God for you. For you and you. We thank God for you sharing your time. Because you don't know who you be helping. You don't know who you be helping. And that's what God wants us to do. Amen. Iron sharpening iron, Proverbs says. Amen. Every now and then we need one another. We need one another. Jesus picked 12. Amen. And yet and still he sent them out in twos. Sent them out in twos. And Jesus, even today, amen, he said he'll be with us. But he's still, amen, today. He wants us to network. He wants us to share. He wants us to assemble ourselves and have, amen, to talk to someone else, amen, and get their take in on something that you're going through or you thought about, or you got to make a decision on. Amen. And the Jesus had talked about, amen, the mouth of two or three witnesses. Let my word be established. And the mouth of two or three witnesses. Amen. You need someone to share along with what you have, or you want to talk to something. Amen. And you need two or three more people. And we're hoping that this is a platform for you. Amen. That you can bring forth some ideas or comments that you can discuss. Amen. In righteousness. Amen. You can push one on your phone. Which one on the top phone now before we don't want our time to get away. We want you to be able to give comments. Amen. As you push one on your phone, amen. Also, you can call a friend and tell a friend, amen. Doctrine of Truth is on the air, as well as those that have computers. Later on, during the run of the week, you can go to your computer, go to www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org, and you can go down and click on media if you want to support this broadcast. And we thank God for you and you, and God wants us to grow. He wants us to expand, amen, in all type of ways. And in this format, we're hoping to expand it more publicly. Amen, that you can come in anytime, or you can listen to it anytime. Amen. So we thank God for you. Amen. Also, amen, if you like to leave an email, all right, I think we have the area code 305-4271. God bless you. You on the air. God bless you.
Bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Doc. How you doing?
Okay. I'm doing well. Thank God for life. I'm sitting here listening, and I got an idea that got my attention when you read the first Psalms, and what jumped out at me. It says that by the ungodly it's not so.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, that psalm is really a pre-reference, if you will, of Christ coming in your heart. You see what I'm saying? Because that's the first decision I'm glad I've made that enabled me to survive. You see what I'm saying? Because today decisions are made which are good ones, but they ain't good enough. See, we have to have a witness, you know, in everything we do. So, see, God is the architect of this. This is why he gives us the Holy Spirit. And this is why he gives us another comforter, or rather, regardless of how smart we are, spiritually, we still need to be led. And this is where God is interested. He want to leave us out of darkness into light. You see what I'm saying? And you don't start in the light. But when the light shines on you, you walk in the light. And these are where our decisions needs to be very much implemented by the Holy Spirit. There's a whole lot of things going on today, Bishop, whereas people are trying to separate the two, or they're trying to explain the hand and the work of God, which it can't be done. God said to me some time ago, which I needed to hear, he says, no one can tell you about your life, only you, after you live it. And that kind of grabbed my attention right there. But what it did, it put a calmness in me. And it showed me how to humble myself. you see, even in circumstances. And so I said that to say, many decisions that we make, if God don't catch it or he don't redirect it or he don't step in and help, you understand, we'll lose everything, because the devil is a thief and he too slick for us. Even if you look at the stock market, you ought to pray. You can talk to the Lord about, you know, your accounts. You see what I'm saying? So it means a lot for him to tell me that he loved me. You get it? And it means a whole lot for me when I'm sad, I'm going through. Yeah, amen. For to be reminded that I'm here with you, I'm still with you. And I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna tell you something. With all these sicknesses and all these cancerous viruses and all this stuff going on, ain't nobody but Satan just liquidating. But with God in you, you understand, you can trust the thing you say, because the minds are becoming getting attacked. Even people who have lots of money, you see, they so fearful. You get what I'm saying? And matter of fact, fear, the word teaches us that in the last days, which I really believe that we are, that fear will come upon men, you see. And people are, it's a reality now. People are dying in there, but because of fear, and fear won't let you make a good decision, the best decision. Matter of fact, fear will not allow, you won't let God in if you're fearful, you see. So the scriptures take care of all this. So I didn't want to say these things, because I kind of got my eyes on when you start talking about that well, that water at the well, and you pour the water in to prime the well. See, I came up in those days. I was on the end of those days where we had wells, you see.
Yes, sir.
And listen to this, Bishop. People was, it seemed to be more humble. Note, they read a note, it mean more to them. A note mean more than Now it seems like there's a lazy spirit. People walk up and drink the water and then complain about the water was too warm and it didn't taste right instead of pouring it in the well.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? It's what you're saying is the truth. And I heard the other day that truth is the reality or not. You see, it's more than just the idea of saying what is true. Truth is the reality of what is now. And that's why we need Jesus, because he the only one, you understand, can give you a promise and keep it. The only one.
Yes, sir.
The only one. So that's what I conclude about making it in my lifetime. I lived a little while now, and I really understand now that he's a necessity. That's right, if you want to live good. Amen.
All right.
You can lose a lot of money with the Holy Ghost in you, and you'll say, well, Lord, we'll try it again. And it won't take you out. You understand what I'm saying? You can lose because the Holy Ghost works in us, and his job is to lead and guide us into the truth, to get us ready to stand before the judgment seat. That's his job. But he's there to keep us from falling apart, even if bad decisions or bad things happen. Because I heard you say on another program that believers are not exempt from everything. We get, we in this world, there's sickness, You understand?
Mm-hmm.
We have to eat mm-hmm. proper, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I just ran across something the Lord was just telling me about all these viruses and these colds and these coughing and all this kind of thing. I just heard the Lord. I was just praying about it, because I'm always looking for something to kind of help me. Amen. I'm doing mm-hmm. good, but amen. If the Spirit of God is there, He's available. Use it.
That's
He's
right.
He's showing me how you take the garlics and the celeries and the parsley. That's one that he kind of opened my eyes to, the parsley.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't eat them. The onion, the different onions. I use the Vidalia, the sweet onion. He had the same properties, but it's a little milder onion. But if you take mm-hmm. these things and these good cooks can make them so that they're edible, you don't have to eat but just a half a cup, you know. And you take that as medicine, and these things mm-hmm. will move all the mucus and the colds and all this coughing mm-hmm. and all this sneezing. You get what I'm saying? And it's mm-hmm. and it mm-hmm. works right in the food chain. So I just thank God, because God will help you, as you were saying, make good decisions. And when He help you, you ain't gonna fail. Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes,
so,
sir.
So the answer to the question is, as you were saying, you got to. We hear it all the time. Look to the hill from which cometh your help. Thank you, Bishop.
Yes, sir. God bless you, man of God. It's wonderful. Amen. We want to. So many things that have been said. Amen. We have to continue, like Paul was saying that in the. Amen. The book of Romans, I believe, that where he's saying that we have to renew our mind. And when you, last caller was talking there, a mind fed on in the Garden of Eden. Adam, what God had put in Adam. Adam, I mean, he was a dictionary. He was every hard drive you can think of, software. Adam named everything. He named everything in the garden. God told him, Adam, go on out there and just name. Go on out there, Adam. Go on. You can name it. But yet and still, amen, he made a wrong choice because of love. It had to be love. Eve brought him information, and he chose between his wife and the man of God. I mean, God himself, that he fellowshiped with. So things can get in between. Amen. Help us go to the right or left, you're saved, you're walking with God, but He still wants us to lean and pin on Him. Amen. He still wants us to consult Him, and He will give it clear, because the enemy got so many bombs and so many pitfalls and ditches and pits, amen, and booby traps that He wants us to go through. Amen. If we get caught up in one of those mirages, we just have to do like Peter said, Lord, and reach out, Lord, is it you? Can you help me? And He wants that. He wants that. He wants us to reach out to Him and make our decisions, regardless of how much you know. And Paul said he counted everything lost when he met Jesus. He counted everything. He knew it was lost. Amen. All right, call. You can press 1 on your phone. We want to give you a chance there. Our caller got us. Amen. Got us stirred up here, and that's what it's about when we come together, that you get a revelation. Amen. About what you might need to invest in, or what you are going through. Amen. You can pray and always ask God. I used to always, amen, when I came off a fast, my early part of my fasting from food, amen, and praying the early part of the ministry, and I used to ask God, why I'm so down, why I'm so weakened, you know. And the Holy Spirit said, my diet. Holy Spirit, He's one of the best doctors around, nutritionists around. Amen. He's with you, in you. And I was in one of them fast food lines too. Holy Spirit, and I was ordering. The Holy Spirit said, your diet is wrong. And I was holding up the line. The lady was looking at me. She didn't know why. I was holding up the line. Amen. And you ask God, he'll hit you and talk with you. Amen. And he will give you your answer. And I had to make a decision to get the best thing I can get on the menu and start working on it. Amen. You can start working on your problem. And God begin to tell you about what you're going through. Amen. You got to, every day, Lord, give us this day my daily bread, your spiritual, amen, consumption. Man, don't live by bread alone, not the natural one, but out of everything that comes out of the Word of God. All right, we're here, and you can push one on your phone. We're about three-quarters of the way through the broadcast. We'd like to thank God for all of you for participating. I really, really do love you all for coming in and sparing your time. We're coming together, and I'm quite sure, amen, I know, amen, I'm praying for you to know that God will, amen, give you a heart desire as well as build you up spiritually, amen, help you to stand like Paul said, stand and done all to stand. All of us go through situations. The great man of Job, amen, God, amen, told the devil, amen, go ahead. You can try Job because I know you was watching him. When God released, amen, gave the devil permission, amen, he still was saved. He was saved when he lost his children. He was saved when he lost the investment. He was saved when his health went down. He's still saved. Amen. He's still walking upright. Amen. He cut all his hair off, and amen. And then his friends came to him, and he still kept his integrity. He still kept his integrity. When God, whatever God put within you, amen, nobody can take it out. Nobody can take it out. So don't let our outward appearances, our outward environment, amen, help you. The enemy desire to tell you to give up your integrity. No, nobody can take it from you. God got it. But remember, we all reign on the just as well as the unjust. You reign on the just as well as the unjust. God wants you to be his glory. Amen. You are a trophy in his family, in your family. Amen. You were saved, and they wonder why you still saved. What are you going through? Amen. Joseph went through a whole lot, but then Joseph came out on top. Joseph came out on top. You are the Joseph. You probably the Joseph or the sister Joseph in your family. Amen. Amen. But we always making decisions. We always make decisions. All right, you can press one on your phone. Amen. We are almost at the end of the broadcast. We can press one on the phone. Amen. And you might have a comment, something you would like to say pertaining to. Amen. God showed me a vision one time when I was really, he knows when you're at your bottom, if I can use that terminology. He knows when you're down, really down. You might think you might be down, but God knows when your spirit, your mind is really down. Amen. And he showed me a vision. Amen. I was walking on this road. Amen. And at the corner of my eye, looked like I seen a big old, I don't know, wheel or whatever is going up and down. Amen. On both sides. And he spoke to me. He said, long as you stay on this road, long as you stay on this straight road like here, the enemy can't get to you. He can't get to you. You'll be out there barking and threatening and kicking and scrapping and throwing sand in the air, trying to make you get off that road like the caller was saying, try to bring fear into your mind. Amen. But long as you stay on that road, amen. Paul told Timothy, God has not given us that kind of spirit of fear. Amen. But love, power, and a sound mind. You got a sound mind, you can just sit there and meditate on things. Sometimes you just need to stop and sit and think there for a minute, cool down, and get a nice cold glass of water or lemonade or whatever it is in righteousness that you drink. Amen. And they say, well, you know, let me think this over. and you can make a good, fair decision, much as you possibly can, and pray about it. Then go ahead on. Go ahead. God will be with you. He'll never lie. He'll be with you. All right, we can take two more callers real quickly. We can take two more callers. Amen. And we're getting ready to pray. Amen. We're getting ready to pray. Press one on your phone. Amen. We're talking about making decisions. Amen. In righteousness. Amen. And each and every day we pray. Each and every day we read our Bibles. Amen. Men and women of God, we're always researching. We're always researching. And the Holy Spirit always brings things to your remembrance. Amen. That's why you constantly put more word in your mind. Give yourself, don't let your mind get too far away in the worldly things. Always be able to have a scripture, a song, a spiritual song, amen, around you somewhere before you go to bed or when you get up or throughout the day. Maybe just say a little prayer. Amen. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. We're at area code 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Press 1 on your phone, and our technician will put you in. Amen. We're talking about making good decisions much as possible. We're still here. When I say here, we're still in this world. We're still moving around. We have so much. Amen. When it comes down to food, every now and then you hear something come up on the news about some contaminated food. Amen. And you got to pray. Paul told Timothy, if he's a good man of God, amen, tell people to pray over the food. Pray over your food. You never know. Amen. So much going on today. And the Lord will tell you how to eat. Amen. He will tell you how to eat. But you just don't limit yourself and say you know this, you know that. But there's some unseen things that are happening in the atmosphere, in the environment, among people. Stress is really affecting people today. Amen. And it's affecting their pressure, blood pressure. I think we have an area code 305-4271. I think we have an area code 305-4271.
Bishop, I wanted to add, as you were talking there, I thought about something that happened to me when I was real sick. I was laying in the bed. I was wondering how in the world I get here. How did I get here? I usually take care of myself. And when you get really down, you know, you really need somebody to come and talk with you, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that's the way God would have it, you know. You can call somebody. Well, you see that in James. There, he said you can call the elders of the church, and they come and pray for you. But I was in the hospital, and all of a sudden, man, I was getting all kind of bad treatment there, and it seemed like I was thinking, now why am I being treated like this? It was just like the enemy was attacking me, and I'm sick. So it came to my mind right there, in the bed, that Jesus is the great physician. Now, I'm sick.
Yes.
I'm sick. Now, this great physician dwells in me.
All right.
And that's up. But yet, I'm sick. He know I'm sick. He's in me. He know what's going on with my suffering. But he's just there dwelling in me. He say he never leave me. So what I came to know through my illnesses is you got to simply talk with him. And he been saying that all the time to his people.
Yes,
ask
yes,
and
sir.
You shall receive. Isn't that so?
Yes,
it's
sir.
Wonderful. The word is right there. So that brought me to say this. We need to love one another. I'm talking about your brother in Christ. Do what the Lord says simply. Get rid of that attitude and that and all that high cholesterol. You know, you ain't acting right. You know, I learned to humble myself. I walk better. People come to help me eat easier. You see what I'm saying? I learned to smile. Instead of frowning when I pain, I just smile. People say, what you smiling for? I said, you really don't want to know. You get what I'm saying? So that right there, as you were talking, I'm saying you make a decision. If you save, act like you save. Talk to Jesus. You get what I'm saying?
Yes,
when you start thinking about stuff, you want to make decision. You want to go on a trip. Amen. You gonna miss church. Talk to the Lord about it, cause that's where your heritage is. You see. So the church today, I think we are really going through because of the time. That's what the scripture tells us. But remember the simple thing: to make a good decision, talk with the one who saved you. He said he won't leave you. That's why he's there. So I just want to share that because people are sick today. I mean, we going through some crazy stuff, Bishop, and all kind of cancerous and stuff. And we examine ourselves and saying, why, Lord, I did this. I always took care of myself. But we're in this world, you see.
Yes, sir.
And there is a real devil. And God don't put sickness on you. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
So he's there. That's what God wants us to do, and talk with him. He'll save anybody. If you on drugs, I have witnessed people on high on drugs. I prayed with a man at the door of a dope house. His wife come and got me. I prayed with him in the drug house. He wouldn't come out. I prayed with him, and the moment I touched him, I said, glory to God. I didn't know God worked like that. The moment I touched him, Bishop, he sobered up. Excuse me. I said, you know how you said, Lord, help my unbelief? I said, wow. You see? So,
All right. God bless you. You hit on something there that, Lord, I came across my mind earlier. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world.
He knows it.
He's in you. And he's there. He know everything. Why don't you just talk with him?
This
is what James was said, that James says in the 5th chapter, James, the 13th verse, and is sick among you, let him pray. Amen.
Uh-huh.
So conversation right there, Lord. You know this pain running up and down my leg. God, you know I'm doing this. You know I'm doing that. Talk with him. Talk to the great physician. Amen. That's one of the great revelation. Amen. That had to get out. We'll thank God for you. Amen. We're gonna have to pray now. We're gonna have to talk with him. Amen. Go ahead and lead us in a short prayer. We're getting ready to close out. Amen. Go right ahead, Doc.
Dear Lord, we are ever so grateful for your goodness and your kindness to us. We thank you for your love so great. Amen. How you have shared it with us. Amen. You have trusted us with it. We are so grateful. I thank you for my health and my strength. I thank you for joy in my soul. I thank you for forgiving me of my sins. Not only that, you let me know that I was free. I thank you, oh God, for Bishop tonight and his endeavors and all his the things he are doing, amen, to further the kingdom. And not only that, his family, amen, and those that are listening, those that are calling in tonight across this land, we just praise you, God, for joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. We pray, God, that you would ever keep us, never leave us. As a matter of fact, today we need you more and more. But you promise we can depend on it. You will never leave us nor forsake us. And I witness tonight that you are a good God. And beside you, there are no other gods that will come down and rest with love us so much and take a drowning man and put life in him and tell him to stand up and live. So we are grateful tonight for this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Until next time, God bless you. We love you. God bless you.
Amen.